This is the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast, sponsored by Brandon Legal Group, proud supporter of the Todd Wright Tour. Brandon Legal Group assisted me greatly in giving away many dozen golf balls to my winning teams at the Todd Wright Tour Championship at Buckhorn Springs in Valrico. The home offices of Brandon Legal Group are 5 minutes or so from Buckhorn Springs Golf and Country Club. Colin and the guys had a foursome in the Todd Wright Tour Championship, and we already are talking about what we can do for more things for the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XV. I am very happy to have met Colin and the guys at Brandon Legal Group actually in a charity golf tournament to benefit the Brandon Now Angel Foundation about a month or so ago. And happy to have Brandon Legal Group on board with my podcast. They are a full-service law firm serving the greater Brandon and Tampa Bay area. If you're hearing Brandon Legal Group and you are located in another part of Tampa and think, well, I'm not in Brandon, they can't help me, of course they can help you. All you need to do is give them a quick call. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME to schedule a free consult. And again, they are a full-service law firm, all right? Criminal and DUI defense, estate planning, various elements that can be covered by Brandon Legal Group. They are the experts. They will tell you more. I'm just telling you about the people at Brandon Legal Group, what they do for me, what they do for the Todd Wright Tour. I like the people there, and that's why I want you to get to know them as well. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, proud supporter of the Todd Wright Tour. All right, we are cutting this podcast on Monday morning following Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Capitals and Lightning. Let me throw out a little disclaimer here. When the Lightning were up 2-1 on the Boston Bruins, and I came on my podcast and was critical of the shifts and the play of the Lightning's number one line not carrying their own as it related to the play of the other three lines and the defenseman and Andrei Vasilevskiy. Many of you pushed back. You didn't like it. You didn't like your Lightning star players being talked about in a negative fashion, even when the numbers said they weren't playing well. Okay, this beyond Stamkos and Cooch. What about your Lightning now? Okay, now? Are you having some negative thoughts as well? Do you not like what you see? Am I okay to give my opinion now? Yeah, I thought so. And I have very little issue with Stamkos and Kucherov. I saw a number of good shifts from my perch in the press area, section 318, last night from Kucherov and Stamkos. Back checking, playing all three zones, goal from Stamkos on the power play. Yeah, so this isn't about them. This is about the team. This is about getting down 2-0, winning none of your first two home games. Did the Lightning know what they were getting into in this series? Look, I have been, for a number of years now, we've just been doing this podcast for the Lightning playoffs, but I, for a number of years now, have been one of the most consistent, offering the most consistent criticism of the Capitals and specifically Alex Ovechkin, because I don't understand how a guy can be a three-time league MVP and never make so much as the conference finals in his sport. He was the only one. You couldn't find another active player with that resume. Go look. Go ahead. Go look. Well, not now. Go look. Try to find another active player in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, or the NFL with three MVPs, active player who has never made it to the conference finals, minimum, let alone Super Bowl, World Series, NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals, and or won it. It didn't exist until the Caps dispatched the Penguins, and there was the danger. That's why I told you on a previous podcast, when the Lightning advanced past the Bruins, and I also did this on the Spectrum Sports 360 show out of Tampa, where I made an appearance after the Lightning advanced, And I was asked by the host, I think Chris Torella was doing that show, if you're the Lightning, who do you want to play in the next round? And we did it on the podcast. I said, well, if you're the Lightning, you want to play the Penguins. And here's why. Teams don't go to three Stanley Cup finals in a row anymore. The Blackhawks won three cups. They never went to three finals in a row. The Kings won two cups in 3 years. They didn't go to three finals in a row. It's just very, very difficult to do because you're playing so much hockey. By having that deep two-month run and then off winning a cup, what comes with it, that it shortens your off season and eventually it catches up with you on your legs. The Penguins were going to be knocked out of these playoffs and probably knocked out before they got to the cup finals. It was Washington who did it. And the fact that Washington took advantage of that so much to their benefit, because the Penguins were the team that the Caps couldn't beat. They were the biggest reason why Ovechkin and the Caps didn't get to the conference finals, because they couldn't get past Sidney Crosby, three cups, and the Penguins. So once they did, suddenly that albatross hanging around the Capitals' neck was gone. Now they were playing with house money. Just go out and play hockey now. There's nothing necessarily in our way that was in our way before. We're past all that. It's such a wonderful attitude to have in sports or in life when something that has been holding you back is just gone. That's why I like the Capitals this year, and there was a path to them finally winning the Stanley Cup. And I think some of you see it now. Now, that would be at the Lightning's expense. Could the Lightning win Game 3? Yeah, they could. They going to win the series? Probably not. If you're saying, well, the Caps have collapsed before, I even have called them the Collapsitals in the playoffs. That doesn't seem to apply this year. That was previous years where they couldn't get to the conference finals, couldn't get past the Penguins. Those things are gone. And this team is just rolling now. I told you there'd be a lot of offense in this series. Most of it is coming from the Capitals. They're gaining the Lightning zone too easily. I was listening to a lot of commentary at various points during, after the game. I try to listen to Phil just before the game, Phil Esposito. And then what I generally do is I leave the home games just before the second intermission so I can hear Phil talk about what's going on. But the one criticism that I haven't heard that I saw, especially last night in game two, and I saw it right from the opening faceoff, and I'm just sitting there thinking the Caps are going to get a very quick goal here. And boom, there it was. How easily the Capitals gain the Lightning zone. They're just finding their way in there without very much resistance. Meanwhile, and you've seen some replay sort of takeaways from this on NBCSN, the Caps don't allow the Lightning to do that, especially 5-on-5, where the Caps have, you know, four guys lined up on that blue line. Maybe Ovechkin's still skating down in the other end, or you've got Kuznetsov maybe down there at the other end, or a Jay Beagle down there chasing somebody for the Caps fourth line. But the Caps will line up guys on the blue line and say, okay, try to get it through us. You know, you're going to have to play dump and chase while the Caps are just skating in. And I'm not talking about the odd man rushes. Now, Phil Esposito had a hell of a line last night in that second intermission about Capital 2-on-1s. And you know, you consider, actually it was early third period after the Caps scored the fifth goal. And it was a 2-on-1 rush with Kuznetsov and Ovechkin. And granted, those are two outstanding guys. Kuznetsov and Ovechkin are the equivalent for the Caps of what Kucherov and Stamkos are for the Lightning. Phil makes the point about Kuznetsov, especially when he's leading a 2-on-1, how consistently Kuznetsov gets the opposing defenseman, in this case it was Anton Strahlman, to go to the ice, to go down. Now, is that the play there for the defenseman? Often it is, because the goal of that one defenseman playing 2-on-1 is deny the pass. Allow the goalie to play the player 1-on-1 because you're cutting the ice in half. Once Kuznetsov gets Strahlman down, then he can figure out how to get the pass around him or over him. It's when you go down. Chiasson and Devontae Smith-Pelly were able to do that, and that was a bad look for Sergachev. He'll learn, but Sergachev looked lost on that 2-on-1. And I'll say this about, you may look at like that Devontae Smith-Pelly goal and think, well, it's one thing, if Ovechkin and Kuznetsov and Carlson beat us, but man, when you get guys like Orlov and Smith-Pelly beating us, that's what good teams do in any sport. I've always said a sign of a championship team is your stars play to the star level, which is why I got on Kucherov and Stamkos after game 3 of the previous series, because they weren't playing like stars. They were having empty shifts while the rest of the team was playing so well at that time. And they picked it up in 4 and 5 to close out the Bruins. But you get that with the real championship level teams where the star players are going to play to the level that you expect, but you're going to get a number of other guys, depending on what the sport is, who raise the level of their games beyond what you expect. If you think about that 2004 Stanley Cup Tampa Bay Lightning team, there wasn't much criticism of the star players. Hobby Bullen played great. LeCavalier played fantastic. St. Louis was marvelous. Richards was terrific. But then you had another 5 or 6 guys where you look back and say, boy, they were really good in those playoffs. Namely Feaster's guy and really nice guy, Ruslan Fedotenko, another fine example of that. Guys like Smith-Pelly, and especially, and NBC even put him up as one of the 3 stars of the game. Orlov last night was one of the best players on the ice. This is a defenseman, and he was just jumping into the play. He was aggressive on the goal that tied it. On the goal that made it 3-2 with a minute plus before the hard angle goal that was sort of the killer, right? If you're a Lightning fan, you're thinking, all right, well, we gave up the goal with a little over a minute to go. We're down 3-2 going into the third period. Okay, not what we want. Started the period 2-1, but we're still in this. And then the hard angle goal made it 4-2. Orlov made the play to get it to 3-2 by just being aggressive. He took that puck out of his own zone, took center ice, and again, no resistance, skated into the Lightning zone and fired it right on net. Boom. Let's get this thing on net. Let's chase this. Let's go after it. Next thing you know, Strahlman falls down behind the Lightning net and didn't seem in any hurry to get up. I don't know if he was hurt. And then suddenly the Caps got like 3 bodies in front of the Lightning net. There's 1 blue jersey and Vasilevskiy, and the puck's in the back. Both power play goals. Martin Fennelly wrote about this, and he's right. Both of the Lightning goals from last night, maybe they shouldn't have even happened. They were penalties that probably shouldn't have been called. On the first one, maybe matching minors, if you're going to call the goaltender interference, call the hook that caused the player to have goaltender interference. And then the high stick, it wasn't a high stick that hit Hedman in the mouth. It was a puck that hit Hedman in the mouth. Wrong call. And then even on the Lightning's second power play goal was wonderful. The first power play goal, and they had good movement on it, but it was a puck that deflected off, I think it was Niskanen's skate, and that's and then went right to a Lightning a player to fire in past Holtby. So even that's a little fluky. So it's not good when you lose 6-2, and you can make the case, well, maybe they shouldn't have even had the two. Multiple ways. Few other things from attending game two last night. Lightning fans, be very careful of your criticism of opposing team fans when some of your own are acting like assholes as well. And I know this firsthand, and I have a longtime friend who works for Disney who knows very well the organist who works for the Lightning. And she is from the Mid-Atlantic and is a longtime fan of the Washington Capitals. But she's also been a big supporter for 25 years of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Every time the Caps come into the building, she wears her Capitals colors. Nothing different these first two games. She sat up in section 312 last night by herself. And she even texted me at the end of the first period. She was thinking about leaving because of some Lightning fans, one particular Lightning fan around her, and just how he wouldn't shut his mouth. Let me add to this the part that should get your attention. A woman and her child asked to move away from this guy because of the language he was using, and they were Lightning fans. So he wasn't just brutal on my friend wearing the Capitals jersey, and I'm sure there were others up there, but there was even a mom and a child sitting up there who were Lightning fans who had had enough of this guy. I'm sure it was the alcohol, which, you know, the selling of alcohol is fine. It's how Vinnick plays for the Community Heroes program. Do the math. Add up the upcharge on those big cans of beer, and it easily comes to the $50,000 that Vinnick writes the check for the Community Heroes. Those of you that drink beer at the game, you're paying for the Community Heroes program. You are. It's a good program, but you're paying for it, not Vinnick. That's why the beer costs what it does. So when you badmouth other cities' fans, don't think it isn't going on in your own building. Sadly, it is. It may not be you. It may not be next to you, but it is going on. And that is why, to Mr. Vinnick's credit, there is that phone number even in some of the men's rooms that says, text this number with the section and seat of the unruly fan and tell us, you know, what they're doing. We'll take care of it. I don't know if they took care of it last night or not. But just be careful when you criticize some other things and not thinking it's not going on in your own building, because in this case, it is going on in your own building. All it takes is one incident to say, yeah, this is happening here too. I don't like it. I know you don't like it either. All right, what else? Yeah, that could be the last home game. You know, Washington is just on a roll here playing with house money. They got past Sidney Crosby. They got past the Penguins. They're in the conference finals. They can just play hockey. Virtually every game they've played in the postseason this year, they've won the game or they've blown a two-goal lead. And when I say they've blown a two-goal lead, here's the positive of that. They were up two goals. They're still scoring. So for the Lightning to win a game three, and yes, Vasilevsky's had a rough time. Cooper couldn't really pull him out of that game last night, because then he's pulling him two games in a row. Now you're messing with the guy's head. And no, there isn't another. They can't go to Domingue, and don't even suggest Budaj. Don't. Healthy or not, I don't know even why Budaj's on this team. There isn't another card to play here. There isn't. You know that. If Vasilevsky doesn't play well, the Lightning lose. That's just the way hockey is. But there isn't another guy to go to. This isn't like 2 years ago where it's the Bishop versus Vasilevsky. Well, who do we play here? Who do you start? No, there is no question at this point. None. Unless Vassie gets hurt, which he's not. But being a little bit more resistant at your own blue line would help. This isn't all on the Lightning defenseman. It isn't on the forward matchup. You know, Phil made the point how John Cooper, with last change, was throwing the Paquette, Kunitz, Callahan line out there against Kuznetsov, Wilson, and Ovechkin for obvious reasons. But the problem with that is then your fourth line is on the ice a lot because you know the Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Wilson line is going to be on the ice a lot. And it's not like you're going to get a lot of scoring out of your fourth line with Paquette and Kunitz and Callahan. So that limits how much you've got your other lines who can score on the ice. And is it just me, but Gord and Cirelli don't look like they're doing much out there. Again, they're kids. They're kids. This is a big stage. Caps are younger than you think. They got a lot of young players over there. Grant, the Lightning got some, you know, Cirelli and Gord are pretty young in their own right. But that Killorn, Gord, Cirelli line, I'm watching it out there. Doesn't seem to be doing very much. So that leaves Kucherov and Stamkos' line and the point Palat line and with Tyler Johnson. To do more, it's tough to keep up with those guys when you're giving up the zone as easily as the Lightning are. And Vasilevsky is not playing at a very high level, which he's not right now. Again, they could flip this around and win game three. I guess this is where you say they better. We'll be back with another podcast, actually, after game three. So we'll get you one of those. Game three is Tuesday night. We'll get you another podcast at some point on Wednesday. Just subscribe to the podcast to know when the next one is there. That's the easiest route to go. Again, my thanks to Brandon Legal Group for their support of the Todd Wright Tour. Our next golf tournament is, I've told you to save the date of July 28th, and Brandon Legal Group is a supporter of my golf tournaments, as they were the Todd Wright Tour Championship. And I'm happy to tell you about them here on the podcast. They are your full-service law firm serving the greater Brandon and Tampa area. And I can't say enough about everybody I've met who works for Brandon Legal Group, both on the golf course and in my business dealings with them off the golf course as it relates to what they do for me in supporting the Todd Wright Tour. To schedule a free consult for any of your legal needs, call Brandon Legal Group at 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporter of the Todd Wright Tour and my podcast. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.